If this is your very first time, we welcome you. Thank you so much for taking the time for coming. Now, I said on Wednesday that if this is your very first time, you've come at a very good time and a very good place in our church where the foundation has already been set. I promise you, you're going to have the best time of your life. Promise you that. I promise you that you're going to have the best time of our life. Previously, we were meeting at Eliana. And our last meeting at Eliana was on the 31st. Those who came on the 31st, were you blessed?
Yes.
Now, we need more of that. If we are going to have supernatural meetings and supernatural activities and events going on in our lives, prayer needs to be increased. And I'm going to talk about, before I get into what I want to say, about supernatural, following the supernatural leading of the Lord. A lot of us are missing it because we are looking for the supernatural in the spectacular. But the supernatural is in the natural. I'll give you a few examples this morning. The Lord impressed it upon my heart that this year we need to increase on the intensity of prayer. And many times when the Lord speaks, this is where you need to get it right. You need to know. But the how and the where and sometimes even the when is not to sort out in the very beginning. Just know why. We'll talk about it this morning. And so I came to Pastor Ronald and I said, we've moved to Eliana and I know we're not going to go back to Brother Marino's, but I still need room at the Brother Marino, at least for this year, until we set out our own place, and I feel we should pray. Brother Ronald told me, don't worry, Pastor. Brother Marino actually has already offered the place where we pray from as a house of prayer. Now that is supernatural. Did you get what I'm saying? That is supernatural. Because in the heart of Brother Marino, God had already put it in his heart to create that room as a what? As a house of prayer. So we're going to increase activities, and that may not be that we are planned. But I'm telling you that when the house of prayer is done, that we go there. You can go there individually. You can go there with your disciple group and just go and pray. But the culture we have set in this place, and I don't want to break it, and we should keep it as the pastors, is that every meeting is a prayer meeting. Every meeting, like this morning, I actually feel alive. Thank you so much, the worship team and Apostle Paul. I feel alive. I want to leave church like I am on a drug. I'm so high. Do you know how I came in this morning? I came in a little bit beaten. My body is not at where it needs to be. So I don't want to come in the way I came in and then go. So as Apostle Paul was ministering and the choir, I felt strength. I feel much more better, by the way, right now than the way I was preaching in the morning. Why? Somebody has ministered to me. So I'm going to go out in this place very well, hopeful. Amen? So we've created an environment here. That's why you don't hear us that this is a prayer meeting. Every time we come here on Wednesday, there is a prayer meeting going on. Hallelujah. And I think it should stay like that, because every believer should be a what? A prayer warrior. Amen? So every Wednesday we're going to be praying. And every Sunday when we come here in the morning, we're going to be what? Praying. But a little bit about supernatural. Maybe they help you, and Apostle Paul will be preaching it when he's teaching on healing. We're at Eliana, and we didn't live at Eliana because, number one, we didn't have money, or number two, because there was a fight. But if you know about Eliana, the owners are Anglican, all right? So when they were, and that's for Christians who are here, if you are doing any business, I would recommend that you put there maybe a house of prayer or even a church on top of it. So what they did, which was so beautiful, is that on Eliana, on top of it, there is a chapel. So on Sunday, people gather there to what? To pray. Okay? So when we went there, it was locked down, and I think they had suspended their meetings. So once we came in there, so we sat with the leadership there, we tried to talk to them, we can be there, and they said, look, we don't think two churches can be here on the same building. We really tried, and said, so we can be here, no, we can't be here. And then finally, as the leadership told us, I think it will be very good as brethren that you go look for somewhere else, and the church here at Eliana is given room to continue. And we said, fine. Now, if you are on 31st, we told you we're going to meet on 2nd, right? The Twaina, anywhere where we should go. Sister Tracy said it by faith. So, we knew that we're supposed to go somewhere, but we didn't know where. So, on 1st, me and Pastor Victor moved around everywhere, and we couldn't find anywhere. So, and then I told Pastor Victor, but I have one more place. By the way, this place, I knew it, but it was the last resort. And I'm going to tell you why it's so important this morning. Pastor Ronald had already told me about this place. I'd actually come here. I'd come here for the reason of hole some time back. So I told Pastor Victor, I know one place. I take you there. If you guys don't like it, I don't know where we're going to meet. We're going to keep on praying and believe God to direct us. So we came here with Pastor Victor. When Pastor Victor reached here, he says, Naye musumba, wachite wangambe tusokere wano. Ne mugamba, are you serious? You go, yeah, this place, we are done. So we concluded, we told the pastors that we found the place. Come, let's see us on the 2nd, which was on Sunday. So before we came here with the pastors, in the night, I sent a message to the pastoral team that I feel like the way forward, we should get land, rent land, put their tent. Because where we're going, I don't think renting rooms is going to contain us. We'll keep on moving from one place to another. And we agreed upon it. So we went somewhere there down where we thought there was some property, and it was demolished. So we sat there and we planned. We planned before we came here on Sunday. We planned, we laid out, we measured. We have they call them what? Engineer brought the tape measurement. What kind of tent we want, and we came here to just be here for a while, but our plan was to rent, find room. So we tasked Pastor Victor, Pastor Philemon, please get in touch with Brother Marino, we need to look for a place. So after agreeing as pastors that this is where we're going to be temporarily, we commissioned Pastor Victor and the team. So on Monday, Pastor Victor came to pay. And they came here up and they met with the landlord, and this is what the landlord said. True story. I'm not trying to hype you up or exaggerate the whole story. And that's why I'm saying supernatural leadings are in the natural. So the landlord says, by the way, I have land there. Why don't you? Actually, if you had given me 3 months, I would have graded it, put a temporary structure for you so that mubere yongate wali abatawanya. It's there. Sisi ogera walalanyo wano au. Ngate tunama mugamba, nti plani yafe, tunonyachi. So do you see that? For us, our goal was to, we're going to continue revealing Christ. Ichu cheba tugamba. We didn't know where, how, or who was going to give us our next place where we're going to pray from, but we just kept on moving. And as we moved, the person showed up, the place showed up. It's supernatural how we've come here. And it's mostly, the most important thing is that me personally, as I was looking for location, this was not the location I was looking for. It tells you how God wraps whatever he wants to do in the most basic natural things. So this is what we're going to do, and we're going to explain in the next coming weeks. In 3 months, we're going there. Tunawa tuliindachi. Tunawa tuliindachi. So, how, where, if you temubi fako? For us, let's just determine that in 3 months, we are moving out of this place, because it's going to be small in 3 months. And we are moving there. Don't tell me how or where. Or where is the money going to come from? What I need you to concentrate on is that, why do we want that place? We want more people to come into these meetings. If we continue like this, there are more people that are not going to come here because we don't have space. At this point, I don't want to say first service, second service. We're not there. We need to maintain one service. But also at this stage, because we haven't met for 2 years for a very long time, we need to kind of come together and gather around what we do so that we know our culture before we disperse. Amen? So God is in the natural doing the supernatural. I'll tell you one other thing. We've all been praying as leadership. We've been praying every year. I recruit people that I want to do life with. I have disciples that I'm discipling, but I feel like every year I should have people that I'm adding value to. Now, I was given an opportunity to go and pastor the house church in Makerere. And at one point, I actually almost changed the decision, but I just went. Now, on my last day in that house church, my car broke down. So I had to go there by border. So as I'm coming back, I'm going to tell you, because these things are happening every day now, we are not aware. You're looking for what? For the spectacular in the sky. Yet it is in the natural. So as I'm coming back, sale is done, or house church is done, I'm going out. And then Sister Terry, the wife of Brother Ronnie, tells Sister Sandra, can you please drive Pastor Godwin and drop him at the gate? Yeah, I says, well. So we reached at the gate, at the roundabout there. Nemvam mumotoka. Ninkwate nsawoyang. So as I'm going, Sister Sandra tells me, Pastor, where are you going? I say, ngenda wali, iwande gea. But where are you going? Where do you stay? I say, get into the car. I says, well, thank you. I'm honored. So as we get into the car, we have a discussion that has led Sister Sandra here. And it was divine. It could have not been a coincidence. She begins, says, you know, this year I want to grow. I says, you want to grow? I'm looking for people. Do you see how it happened so supernaturally but naturally? How could she say that? I said, let me pray for you. No. You see how naturally it cannot look supernatural. So I told her this year, I always do it every year. Please come and join me. And she says, and actually I told her, go pray about it. He said, there's nothing to pray about. Amen. That is supernatural, natural. I've been praying. Tosobola kunga manti ba disciples tevali. Tosobola. Overdose aba. Mukama agenda, somehow agenda bami. Rakubato ya aware. There are some 2 people I missed, by the way. I'm going to bring them next Sunday. Because the events were supernatural. But I wasn't aggressive as I was. I wasn't like that. I would have done that, by the way. They will be here today. The other brother that also supernatural, I gave him a hard time, is Brother Jonathan. Brother Jonathan, I met him at a conference where I preached. We liked each other. I'm still at his, if you go at his status, I'm there. I've been there since, when was the conference? When was the conference, Brother Jonathan? I'm telling you how supernatural events happen. When was it? In what? The conference we met. Huh? Was it December? No, the other one we met when I came to preach, the youth conference. November. So, I gave him a hard time and he doesn't know that. He kept on saying, Pastor, and I want to know how serious he is. Kept on poking him, Pastor, send me messages. I'm just wanting to find out. But finally, after his insistency and persistency, I said, this brother is very serious. I can't be on his status for all this long and he's not meaning business. So after I found out what he's looking for, I said, come. And he says, Pastor, when we met, but it was such, so easy that you can miss the supernatural. I'm at this conference, they have invited me, there are so many people. But there's this one person that God wants me to connect to. But are my eyes and my ears alert? There are no jobs. We are praying. And after we're praying, there are discussions sometimes you have with people around. And someone can say, at our place, there are interviews that are going on. And you're just there. You say, oh, there are interviews. And you don't say, I am in. When is it? Where? Those are supernatural. Because to serve our no. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, you are here as a leader, and you know, months ago we gave ourselves the target, not because the value. Olinda, star, mubire. No, people around. The conversations that you have, the places that you go to, supernaturally, naturally. And that's how I believe God is going to do many amazing things in our lives. You just keep your ears alert. Someone said something. I said, no, let's go about it like this. Let's do it. And by the way, Pastor Victor, please just get in contact with the landlord. Tell her we are ready. Tell her in end of what? 3 months will be when? End of March we want to go there. Because we're going to kulinda chi. That's how things happen. And many times we can come here and lament and pray and we are looking, but God has already arranged the atmosphere. He has made people ready. But the tuli alert, but the supernatural is in the natural. I mean, this is in every other way. I'm just saying it that, but in every other way. Like, for example, this morning, I came in when I'm not feeling okay. But somehow, in the service, the pastor or the service leader is saying, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And as you yield, guess what? That's how people get healed. Aranebasigalamu wheelchair. The difference with how I feel right now is I acted. There's an environment when we shout. You see, my ears are what? Alert. I'm not feeling well. And I don't want to leave this place the way I came in. So, I acted. But somebody else can go back the same way as they came in because they didn't act on the instruction. Are you here? Come on, are you here? So, are we going to believe for the supernatural? Are we going to be aware? Are we going to be aggressive? And I promise Jonathan and Sandra, we are going to have the best time. Leave all these people. Mubareke. They don't see. Tebalaba. For us, we are going to have the best time this year. I'm really looking for people who want to have the best time of the year. And we go. Because the ground has been set for so many years, and we can't sit here and say we are not ready. Amen? Genesis chapter 12. So when they say there is healing, teri mubanga. What? It's not in the sky. When they say there is healing, it means that you ought to do something to get that healing. So God can heal you, ngoina something that is bothering you. The next step is to act on the word. Not to continue sit down and say there is pain. I feel it. It's increasing. No, the next step is to act. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. When they say we are here to reveal Christ, the next step is not to continue to meditate upon it. The next step will be, I have friends around. Who is ready? Who is in that state? Because not everybody is in that state, but there are some people who are in that state. And you find them here and there and there. In your meetings, in your... maybe you've gone somewhere to sign a contract. Your ears are like this. Who wants this thing? And the moment they utter, you say, come. I will change your life. There's something I have that will change your life completely upside down. That's how we act. That's how we enter into the supernatural. Otherwise, you're not going to just sit there and wait for it to come. This church is not going to make any difference to anybody if we are going to just come here and just have a good time. We are going to act and grab some people and bring them alongside and change their lives for the glory of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, I want to talk about, in a few minutes, about the call. About the call. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, now, Pastor Victor and the team, could you in any way find it possible to get me this microphone? Because this one, I want to do so many things with my hands, but I can't. Also, this morning, we really talked about the vision of this church. The people who are responsible, please, can we have a number of copies so that every member, not just new people, every member, I think the whole of this month we should give out this so that everyone knows what we are about. So that when people tell you, where do you pray from, you have the audacity to tell them, this is what we are about and this is where I go. How many are proud of your church? I can't see it on your status for some of you. Huh? Where do you pray from? Who's your pastor? We need to be loud. Amen? We need to be what? We need to be loud. And as I'm speaking this thing, some of the things that are in my heart, and what I'm going to really speak is in my heart, but I want to prophetically teach it. But one of the things I want, you know, the people who are responsible with this, we need t-shirts. We need t-shirts that have Imitate Church. We need mugs. We need stickers. We need teacups. We need bottles. We need to tell people where we're coming from, what we're doing, and we need to be proud of it. I need these things to be happening this month. Amen. 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 And they'll be there. Of course, you buy them, but you need to be proud of what God has told you to do, and talk about it with what? With audacity. Amen. and represent. Genesis 12. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. It says, now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out. I've said it and I'll say it again, that when it comes to the call of God, we don't call ourselves. God calls us. And when it comes to a local church, like I was saying in the morning, local church te yeita, mukama ya ajiita, and defines it. So the call of God, that's why it's not democracy and we come, today you are an apostle. Oh, today you are a prophet. No. God has already called that person and the giftings are what? And there. For us as a church, what we do is to do what? To identify and what? And ordain. Or release. Ordain sometimes is very misused nowadays. I should be very careful. But and release. But it is not democracy. God has already called that person. Nobody will call out here. There is a calling upon that person. So it's us to see it and do what in the book of Acts they used to do. Paul and Barnabas, separate them from the what? From what I've called them. And what did the church do? Laid hands and tell them, go. Okay, so that's our job as the leadership team. But when it comes to the call, God has called you specifically to something. When it comes to our careers, we choose. And most of the careers that we choose, it's because of something that we want or something that we are passionate about. Some people are passionate about numbers. Personally, I am not. Okay? I'm passionate about business. Alright? That's why I think the risk element is in me. I get excited when there's no answer. Like when we're looking for a place, in me, it sounds bad, but Nali, I'm excited, you know, that I don't know it, but the excited guy, where is it going to be? I was not stressed at all. But some people that can stress them. No, that's in me. So when it comes to what I'm passionate about in business, that's why actually the things I'm doing as far as money is concerned is business. Because that's in me. So, but I didn't pray about that. It's something that I want to do in, as far as career is concerned, and I do it a lot of the times without even prayer or fasting, because that's what I really want to do. And by the way, when it comes to our career, occasionally you can change. Some people were teachers. During the lockdown, they found something else to do. To make what? To make money. But you can't change your calling. Did you see that? You can't wake up and just say, now my calling has upgraded. You can't do that. The calling is one and is from the Lord. You are either called or you are not called. Amen? Amen? So I always say this, that give yourself wholly, 100% to your calling. Kubanga, your calling is what defines what you're here for. Amen? But then when it comes to your career, pursue it. It's very clear in Matthew 16 where the Bible says that do what? Seek first the what? The kingdom of God and His what? And His righteousness. Can I have those scriptures? And then what? He didn't say, please hear me very well, He didn't say that all the other things are evil. He just said there is a priority when we are going about life. Are we here? He didn't say that all these other things are evil. And by the way, there's no anywhere in the Bible where it says money and prosperity and riches are evil. It just says the love of it. Amen? And mostly the love of it is defined by someone, how they treat their priority. Amen? Can we have that, sister? Okay. But seek ye first the what? The kingdom of God and his what? And his righteousness. And what? And all these things shall be added unto you. Can we continue? Why do we seek first the kingdom of God? Why should it be very important? Because it's what defines the people of God. See this. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall be what? Take care for the things of the what? Of itself. Sufficient unto the day in the evil thereof. 34. 35. That's it. Can we go back to 32, I think? Can we go back to 31? Give me a better version. Okay. So don't worry about things, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Don't what? How do we worry? We worry by taking thought. Alright? And when we take thought, we begin to say. Yenze, nafuna, najawa kinalia. Worry. Okay? Let's go. These things dominate the thoughts of what? But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. These things dominate. So meaning that for us as believers, he didn't say that we as believers to be vehicle. He's just saying when it comes to priority, the people in the world, their priority is going after these things. Do you know why? It's because this is not priority. So, but he's saying because for us, the kingdom is priority, seek that first and all and live righteously and he will give you everything you need. Now that's very wrong, because that's what it really says. But it just says that as you're seeking God, these things are meant to be a part. Because listen, if we say, really, truly, if we say that every sign, because sometimes people in the natural need a sign, if we say that every sign, and by the way, it is true, is a sign that points to the message of the resurrection, why would we not agree? Because it's going to be like this, whether we like it or not, that sometimes, by the way, people are going to just look at your natural life and they're going to just ask questions. Because they see that you are wealthy, but you're on fire for God. Because in their mind, rich people are not on fire for God. So do you see how a conversation will start? Just because andabye, ngani na some stuff. So I'll say, come. And then I will use what you sow. You get what I'm saying? I will use what you what? You sow. And then I say, but by the way, it is like this. But maybe because if you didn't see, we may not have that conversation. Amen? Amen? But priority, which I really want to stick to, is seek first, aim at, strive after this. Where are we? Aim at and strive after, first of all, his what? His kingdom and his righteousness. His way of doing and being right, And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. No, let me leave that. So the call comes first. Priority. This is why I live. And that's why I make certain adjustments around my life. Why? Because of this is what I have been called to do. If it's changing location, if it's meeting people, if it's doing life, it will adjust based on what I have been called to do. I'm not going to adjust to life based on how life is going. I'm going to allow life adjust based on what I have been called to do. Amen? Come on, amen? Come on, amen? Are we clear? Are we clear? Okay. So, your career, pursue it. Go for it 100%. Let nobody tell you it's evil. But know that priority is that you respond. Why would you want a lot of money? Why would you want a lot of influence in terms of material wealth? Biachi. That's why. Because Bwetugamba, even without going to the scripture, Bwetugamba nti tubere nabyo. Ogenda kufa obireke. Bisigale wano, right? But also, I think the way the gospel has introduced to us, techirimu stani to enjoy life. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't you feel good when you have a nice phone? Don't you feel good that all your needs are met at home? And sometimes you don't even have to pray about them. You meet them. So techiri mustani, really. Because singachari mustani, then our man Jesus Christ, on the day of his burial, their inner grave prepared. But there was a rich disciple. Yes, there was a rich disciple. Ababa nabo nabali baduse. No, musekanai, yes, that's true. But there is nobody who doesn't have a lot of money that has influence to go and meet. Who was it at that time? Who? Pilate. In the time when they're executing people. But Joseph went there, got the body without any controversy. Sent. Peter yaita sovola gujayo. James yaita sovola gujayo. Ani aba manyi. So you see what I'm saying? It's because we've had. So when we're talking with the apostle, by the way, that thing is still here. I think I need to renew my mind. It kind of hit me, because for me that's not how I see things. You've heard me how I pray for you every prayer meeting. Contracts. I want you to get money. There's no one who comes to me and say, Pastor, I've got a ticket, I want to go out, and I say, stay here for the ministry. I say, you want to go out? Please, as you go out, preach the gospel. Nkwagaliza! Because techirimu stand for you to prosper. I know that if you go there, God willing, you know, we may even connect us and we plant a church there. Amen? Amen? But the kingdom and the call is put on the front. Amen? So, all the money that I want us to get, I want us to use it to help people amaso gabo kugwao. Mark my words, and this will surprise you. When we went to Eliana, the numbers doubled in weeks. My status visiting up to now, the numbers of people visiting my status, just seeing my status, is amazing. Why? And we've had calls, people call you, like, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is doing a marvelous things. But before, when we're in death, they were not sending us. I'm just sharing with you how people see these things. Now they think the hotel, hey. So for that, and by the way, for that, we paid the money. Why? So that those who want to see may come. Now the pastor will tell you it was quite a lot of money, even here. But why would I do that? It's because now I've seen it's going to help some people. See. And I promise you, we're going to have a very beautiful tent. When you put it, you're going to see. Put it out there, the number is going to double. Why? Yeah. No wonder the Bible uses the natural and the spiritual. We always see the land, but there's a promise God is trying to communicate. But chechaland yachisigazao, for a reason. Amen? Amen? Come on, amen? But the call is the most important things that you give your life into it. And that's what Paul told Timothy. Give yourself to these things. Give your entire life. The sagala kufira kumulimu. Nti, ndi kumulimu ngufira ko? No. But, njagala kufira mbuweleza. Why? Because it has eternal rewards. To wit. And by the way, some of us are very healthy. Some of us, we don't have problems. You don't know that just being a part and participating in the work of God has saved you a lot of demons and yes, you think you are well off because you have, no, it's because you are involved in the kingdom and your life is all together, and somehow from this supernatural provision you move to another one. It's not by coincidence. It's because you are involved. God will supply. He said it again, and He will say it again. He will supply. And Apostle wants us to increase the knowledge. He will supply. Echintuche, ajachiwa, supply. Everywhere God has never failed to provide for what He says He wants to do. Go check in the Old Testament. He provided for His thing. And by the way, the devil also provides for his thing. So, you think God can't provide? Told Abraham, I will supply. Don't give me a sacrifice. Nze. I will supply for my own thing. And that's the mentality that we should have. But the provision was for what? For the call. Amen? Amen? I've been warning my pastors. Bagenda kulaba sente. A sente zisamaza. Nezikuja kumulamwa. Boba toli ready. Nzena wagambi. Mugenda kulaba sente wano. Bamba temuli careful. Muve kumulamwa. Taniko gule motoka. Taniko. You do stupid things. Huh? Gula tiger. Now we need a donkey to take the first time visitors into the ground. No, sente mgena zidaba. When we started our church, Victory City Church, I hope you are not bored by me sharing my heart like this. When we started Twalibana, we were about 40 kids. A motoka yali eji mu compound yeyo, and that was for Brother Fred. Yali mpya nga yoka, maybe for pastor. And he had these small white Primos. Zoka. Kids. But look at it right now. Many cars are coming there to park. So when Ngamanti sent us again, it's not that I want to excite you. Zuzigenda kuja. But wezija. Bananti to Samara. Don't get excited. Just know that it was meant to happen. Quasi planning it, by the way. We're going to use it to open up more doors, to help more people. To do what? Reveal Christ. Amen? Come on, amen? When you have a lot of money, you can do amazing things for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the call comes first. So God calls Abraham. God calls Abraham and tell him, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. To a land that I will show you. Now in Hebrews chapter 11, if we can go there. In Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 will tell you in verse 8. It says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as what? As an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. You see what I told you? It doesn't say he was going out not knowing what. The what was defined. The why was defined. Why are you going out? We're going to find out. But where? I mean, mukama participation. That's the opportunity mukama jiatua to participate. Because, like I said, on 31st we don't know where we're going to meet from. But because tumukiririzamu muchino chiatugamba, we just continue what? Going. And most people think that living by faith, you have to be accurate. You may not be accurate. You know how many holes we went, all of us, full of the Spirit? If you found us prophesying here, you may think, mano, te basobola kumisinga anything. But we full of the Spirit, wagendanga tugenderi, until we came to this place. So, the where is not the problem most of the times. Is do you know what they have told you to do? Because the where you will find it as you move. You're going to find it. Don't get stressed about the where. Just continue doing, stepping up by faith. Walking out. We walk up that morning with Pastor Victor. We agreed, go that side, I go this side. Can you imagine? You would think that we just, first of all, pray, we see the place, we move out. No. We started moving out. And guess what? We are here because of what? Of stepping out by faith. We didn't know where. But we knew. We knew we will find a place that will accommodate us for a season. But we didn't know where. So Abraham, by faith, the Bible says by faith. Why is it by faith? It's because he trusted that God was faithful to give him information at every particular time when he needed it. So that means he wasn't bothered by the time frame. He wasn't bothered that he didn't have all the information together. The Bible says by faith he moved out. And I think for many of us, we're not ready to move out until all the cues are given to you. But let's follow all these men of faith. Every one of them that moved out to fulfill what God has called them. Bayimirira kumukama chayogedde. That's why we didn't call the entire church. Pray, we don't have a location. We would have. But we trusted that as the pastoral team mukama ajatulungamia. Praise the Lord. And surely yatulungamia. Why? Because we know if it's God's house, if it's God's thing, He will provide. And by the way, I thank the people in Eliana for not allowing to stay there weekly, because they helped us go in the direction where God wants us to go. Had they allowed us to be there, it was going to distract us and not be where God wants us to be. So sometimes you just have to follow. Okay? So the Bible says that he what? Obeyed when he was what? Called to go out to the place which would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Now going back to Genesis chapter 12, can we go back? It says, get out of your country. Get out of from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. The question would be, is that why can't God do it from there? What's wrong with where he's staying? Why does he leave? Or why does he have to leave? Leave your family. Leave your land also. Go somewhere that I haven't yet indicated. Do you know that that's how we respond to the call? We respond to it by faith. By faith, I know. But bongama tangibly nchikuereze, I may not be able. But I know in my spirit that we were called to reach nations. I just know. And that's why I've been saying and continuing to say that for many of us, and I think for the majority of believers, we have to leave. Either you have to physically leave, because a lot of the times where you are, the environments or the people that you're hanging out with are not going to help you, spiritually speaking, to go where you want to. And for God to do that, He will have to call you out. So that you go in a place or to a people or to a group that have the same kind of conviction. Do you know that just being around the right people can speed up the process? Just being around the right people. But it's equally true, being around the wrong people can slow down the process. So many of us, and if someone invited you here, it's not by coincidence. Like I said, many things that God does, they are supernaturally natural. There are people you have to leave. There are places you have to leave. Why? Because you've been there for so long, and the things that God wanted to do, they are not taking long, that you may have to separate yourself and find people that have the same kind of faith. It's ironic. It's very ironic that when you read the scriptures, The Bible says that when Jesus was starting his ministry, can we find that scripture? The Bible says he called to himself how many? Why doesn't he call many? At that particular time, there were 12 who had kind of the same signal. Because we later find out in Matthew, when Jesus is commissioning them, that there were only 11. And by the way, when we look at Jesus' ministry, it only lasted for about 3 years and so. But after 3 years, Jesus had finished what he wanted to do. But how many of us can agree that the ministry of Jesus exploded with only 11 people? Only 11. He chose them in the very beginning. And he says, come, I will make you fishers of men. The Bible says he called them that they may be with them, that he may send them out. So being around the right people and the right company and in the right place contributes highly, highly to what God wants to do in your life. Sometimes we are struggling, sometimes we are trying so hard, and yet what God wants to do and fulfill in your life is in somebody else around. The people who you will call anytime and say, let's pray about this, and they will be there. They will not discourage you. A lot of the people, let me tell you, I think it's because we have the natural so surrounding us. A lot of the people, majority, if they're going to fulfill God's life, they will have to leave. Very few people stay. Why? Because environment and sometimes what you are accustomed to may not be conducive to what God wants to do in your life. And so sometimes when you are telling people, you know, come, I disciple you, I think sometimes we take it casually. It is supernatural connected. Omuntu omu tagged, nothing is going to happen in their lives unless they make a step to move. Or sometimes even us, nothing is going to happen unless you take a step, a radical step to move. Move where? Where God has told you to go and to do. What has God called you to do? So he said, I'll make you, verse 2, I'm in Genesis 12, I'll make you a great nation, I'll bless you, I'll make your name great, and you shall be what? A blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So you find in this very scripture, you see interchangeably there is a physical thing, but again it's trying to communicate a spiritual thing, but again is using a physical thing. You see that? And if you read the Bible, they got the land. Praise the Lord. But why would he tell Abraham leave there to a land? Because that nation was going to be used to preach the gospel, which we all know they failed because of unbelief. But God wanted a people called out that will put in a certain location, and he will use them to do what? To send out his message. But that people failed. And then we see that even though they failed, he didn't stop from there. So verse 4, it says, Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possession that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan, so they came to the land of Canaan. So Abraham is called, and as he's called, he departs with his entire family. The people that were around him, the people that were with him, Lot, his nephew. Please don't take lightly what we're trying to do in this church. I pray that individually you don't reach ahead of your life and you regret. We see it out throughout the scriptures that when God calls a person, the call, yes, it's personal, but the call is going to affect the people around you. The people that you used to hang out with, the people you went to school with, some of those people, God has saved you so that you can reach them. So you don't come to church or you don't fulfill the call of God by yourself. There are people that God has called you to come along with. Amen? Come on, amen? And for us who have family, your children, your wife, and everybody that is living in your house, do not have any alternative but to follow. Why? They're in my house. Because many of us leave it to the people in the house. No, we are supposed to what? Influence them into the what? The kingdom of God. But those are people who are very close. But there are sometimes people who are out there. How are we moving with this call? I'm trying to see. I've said these things before, but I'm saying them again so that we understand the culture of being a Christian. I stopped a long time ago to try to multiply the church. I started leaving it. Every year I tell you, I'm going to bring people that I'm going to do life with. And I do it. And the other year, you're going to look at me and I'm going to tell you the same thing and I'm going to do it. Why? This is my life. It's not that I started doing it now. This is how I've been living. All the people that are pastoring with me, that's what I did with them. I may not have had the idea as I'm explaining it right now, but the principle was there in the spirit. It's not by coincidence. There is nobody I'm pastoring with that I didn't go and talk to and moved with for about 3 years. Nobody. So you can see how I'm living my life. I'm living my life by impacting people with the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So, when we say invite people, I hope you're not thinking this is another program. No, this is life. This is life. Abraham, after, he didn't go back and now sit down his family and say, okay, on Wednesday, we're going to reach out here. No, he says, let's go. And everyone went with him and they continued to multiply. But spiritually speaking, the Bible will tell us, and Abraham believed in Romans, that he would be the father of many nations. Yet when he stepped out, he didn't know where. How? But look here, we are today. It is just that we have kind of spoiled all these things that were supposed to be supernaturally natural. that when you talk about evangelism, now everyone is saying, it's a church program. It's a culture. It's the culture of a believer. It's the culture of any local church. I truly believe that any person who is a believer should know how to pray, should know how to read the Bible, should know how to explain to someone who doesn't know it so that they can come into the kingdom. They should know. There are certain things that we should know. It shouldn't be a program. It should be the DNA of every believer. Where you go, whatever you do there is that you carry the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God. It's not a program. It shouldn't be hard. I just explained to you how I met Sandra. I didn't wake up in the morning and say, where is the manual? Mission. No. It's only here because it's been here first. That's it. And so that we can help everyone read it. But this is how I live my life every year, every other single day. I moved a long time ago. I've given up on so many things. So many things because I know. The whole world is yet to hear, Apostle. The whole world is yet to understand what was God's heart from the very beginning. It's there yet. But I think the Spirit of God is still looking for people who are selfless, who are again not risking everything. And don't try to think twice while they are giving. The plan of God is going to be fulfilled through someone. It's going to be fulfilled through someone. So as you're praying, know that it's going to be you or somebody else. If Abraham did not respond to the call, somebody else was going to respond to that call. It's people that God is using. That's why they say it is supernatural. The birth of Jesus was what? Super what? But he had to get a physical body to do it with. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. So the culture of us who are born again is that wherever we are, Chitubera County, we have to find people that we can influence with the kingdom of God. And sometimes with whatever we have. Hello? Come on, hello? And so Abraham moved out with his own entire family, with Lot. And they moved out to do what? To fulfill the call. Now for me that is risky. But again, as I told you, it's exciting. It's exciting. Because as you get to see the will of God fulfilled in people's life, it is very fulfilling. It is one of the most fulfilling emotion that I can't explain it. That it is pure joy. You can see pure joy. It is very refreshing to see people being found and yet they were lost. That's what we've been called to do. Amen? Come on, amen? The Spirit of God is willing to help us. More than willing. But are we ready? And I'll tell you what is very, very interesting about fulfilling the call. And why the Bible says the elders, in the Bible, the elders all obtained a good report by faith. I'll tell you why. One of the most hindering reasons why people, they are so scared about the call, is the uncertainty. Yes. You see the disciples. Peter was also right. They say, okay, tukugoberede. Mama ne tata tubalese. But, na ye, tufunila muwa. That's why the Bible is saying, to avoid all that. And by the way, a long time ago, we used to have a lot of strife. The moment we started praying, strife left. Cares, once they start to be a major thing for you following God, just know one of these days, you are going to slow down. How do we manage to do that? You just keep on praying. You just keep on teaching. You just keep on discipling. And then you overwhelm the other emotion. You don't do that, I promise you, you can't live by faith. One of these days, you're going to stop doing. One of these days, you're going to go, Masai. One of these days. But we respond to this call by faith. Why? Because we know that God can't call you into this thing and not supply, and not make a way, and not bring someone to help you along the way, and not provide a building along the way, and not provide a car. I remember one time I was so tired when we have just started this. I was so tired of walking. In the beginning, wasn't a problem because I was using the walking to pray. But one of these days, I said, God, nkoyo kutambla. At the church, because the church was growing. Nkoyo kutambla. So we are in a meeting, a house church meeting, and Pastor Valen comes and says, I see. Someone is going to give you keys of the car, and your first car, you're not going to buy it. Not my first car, but the next car, you're not going to buy it. And I received it. 1-2 weeks after, I think, I got a job that gave me a car that I didn't buy. And it has helped me ever since to preach the gospel. So, God will provide at every single step. At every single step. My job has helped me so much to preach the gospel. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate God to have supernaturally connected me to work there. What am I saying? I'm just saying this morning that as God has called us, are we going to respond by faith? Or are we going to respond? We've been singing it in this morning. We don't live by sight, but we live by faith. Are we going to live by faith? Or are we going to live by sight? Are we going to respond by fear? Or are we going to be excited with what God is doing and then respond to it by faith? I'm wondering what Abraham is thinking right now. Where is that? Seeing his step of faith, what it has resulted into. And yet he's not around. That many people across the world have learnt how to respond to what God has called them because one man obeyed. One man didn't hold back. Do you know that when God called Moses, we'll talk about it if time wills. Abana yabachima leita. No mukazi. Yabachima leita. Later. They found him, father-in-law yabaleita. And they joined him all the way to the core. So the things we are saying is not that we don't know what we're saying. We are saying that this is the best way to live life. And this is what I will say as I end and I come close to an end. Please, whatever you've not heard on this pulpit, don't try. Or don't assume. Leka osoko ulirechi. Abasumbanga bakozechi. Bacho gedeko. then conclude. But boba tonnawuliranga tuchogeddeko. Then don't crucify yourself. Because I think that sometimes, let me leave it like that, but sometimes you can get on information prematurely. And then you find yourself going in a certain direction. But what are your shepherds saying? You can't see me the way I'm living, and you are living a different life. No. I'm working. I'm driving. Gwenoloza nti sikwa galiza. No, everything you see me do is what I want to see, even more. You get what I'm saying? Even more. Yes, there are sacrifices that we need to make while we're serving God, but they are worthy sacrifices. Atela, we don't groan. We are glad that we've made those sacrifices. It is a joy to serve the Lord. Let me tell you, it is a joy. It is fun if you get someone explain it to you very well. There's nothing that serving God or following God is going to take away from your life. It's going to just add more life. I've been serving God for 20 years and I'm not slowing down. And I'm still having fun. So, but all of anti vuno bulamu bunyuma. So, I've set for you a very good example. Do likewise. Amen? Go do your job. But believe God along the way to do the supernatural. And be very attentive. But don't wait for everything to fall in place. Just move out and believe God as you're going out. Music team, can you help me? As you move out, that God is going to amaze you and supply and provide in such a way that you're going to be blown out. But don't get stuck there. Don't hold on because you don't see everything. Just move out. Like I've told you, the different circumstances of why we're here. God wants to do amazing stuff in your life. He has called you. He has called us. Not to live a predictable life, but to live a very unpredictable, exciting life of faith. You come here and the landlord, before even you say things, by the way, and it's something that you've been talking about, don't you get excited when God does such things? And I believe that that's what God wants us to do as Imitate Church. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Can we raise up our voices? Can we lift up our hands and just raise up our voices in a few minutes? Come on. The obedience of faith, the willingness to just believe God to do stuff that will get the attention of people in the world, that mukame chintu chinachirimo atitokomao okwata abantu abamu obachiyingizemo. Oba chingizemo.